tonight have a date with destiny. Amen. Listen, Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord hath arisen upon thee. Amen. Your date with destiny. God gave me this chapter in the Bible 47 years ago, in the time of my first pastorate. Hallelujah. I've turned to it so many times since, and God has spoke to me out of Isaiah chapter 60. You see, he's talking about Jerusalem and Israel. But the church has taken the place of Jerusalem and Israel. And we are on the arena now. Amen. It's our time. I said it's our time. It's plain to see that it's our time. If it is not our time, pray tell me whose time is it. If this is not our time, pray tell me when our time will come. After we're dead? Huh? You mean it came 100 years ago before we came along? Or it's going to come 100 years down the road and we'll miss it? Huh? This is our time. Is anybody alive here tonight? Hold up your hand if you're not dead. Amen. Thank you for not admitting it at least. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, this is our day. This is our time. We will never have another. This is it. This is all we will have. Only one life. It's all you got. That's all you got, Jerry. Just one. Amen. It's all you got, Diane. Just one. One life. One life. Amen. I started preaching 48 years ago last March, and I have never looked back. I started living by faith 48 years ago last March. I'm going on 49 and knocking on 50 door. Amen. Preaching the gospel. Living by faith and never once thought about quitting. Not one time. Amen. Never once thought that I did the wrong thing. I just kept going. Amen. Oh, yes, I had some trials. Oh, yes, I had some battles. Oh, yes, I was going through the valley the first time I turned to this chapter 60 of Isaiah, and God spoke to me out of it. And later on, he spoke to me again out of it. He speaks to me out of his Bible like that. Don't you believe any prophecy that don't agree with the Bible? Amen. And take with a grain of salt all those personal prophecies you hear. Oh, yea, 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 the Lord thy God is going to bless thee. And the Lord thy God is going to keep his hand upon thee. You don't have to have nobody to prophesy to you that. You already know it. I've had a lot of personal prophecy a little bit down the road. Amen. I took it all with a grain of salt because most of it I already knowed it. I know it's knew it, but country folks has knowed it. Amen. And I'm a country folks. Amen. Yeah, glory to God. I kept my date with destiny. Hallelujah. I have lived by faith. In fact, amen, the first 11 years of my ministry, the Lord wouldn't hardly let me take a job. He wouldn't let me work. And so we had to do without. Amen. course, when you're just at a place 2 years' time, you don't have any reputation and you're young, it's kind of hard to find any kind of the job that a preacher can do. Amen. So once in a while I'd get an odd job, but what I really did in order to keep going was kept going. Amen. The more places I preached and the more bases I touched, the more apt I was to get an offering to send me on down the road. And that was God's plan in the first place, to arise and shine, for my life had come. And the glory of the Lord had risen upon me. And ladies and gentlemen tonight, my dearly beloved, hallelujah, it's good to be back home at the home church. I guess I ought to feel at home after 23 years. Amen. And it's good to see you. My, you look good. I enjoyed being down yonder. I enjoyed touching home. Amen. I enjoyed being in the meeting down yonder. God sent me. Hallelujah. I really was thrilled to get back. Amen. I have kept my date with destiny. I have not stopped. I kept running. There's a few times I was running backwards instead of forwards, but I got in the right gear before it was over. Amen. It's one thing to get lost on your journey. Amen. Usually I don't admit it and just keep driving. Amen. I got sleepy one day coming from Barberville camp meeting. Amen. Coming back here, as a matter of fact. Amen. From Barberville camp meeting, we first came here. We were still going down there some. Amen. And I've been in a Barberville camp meeting. I had my camper on my truck. Amen. And I was on my way back, and I got sleepy and missed that I-75 right turn just this side of Lexington. When I woke up, I was on I-64 heading for Louisville. Amen. Well, I just got off at the very next exit and cut right, and I decided I'd go through the country and I'd run back into I-75 pretty quick. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Amen. They say the way to get lost is to enjoy the scenery. I saw a lot of Kentucky bluegrass scenery before I even got to Georgetown. Amen. I mean, I wound and I wound and I wound. I kept making right turns. I was trying my best to get on some drag that would wind me up on I-75. Hey, but I didn't stop coming this way just because I was temporarily embarrassed. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Collins says I ought to stop and ask. I'd rather just keep moving. Amen. So that's usually what I do. I just keep moving for God. And I have kept my date with destiny. Not only that, I shall, by the grace of God, keep my date with destiny. I shall rise and shine, for my light has come, and the glory of the Lord has arisen upon thee. Before, behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. There's no use to excuse yourself on the basis that it's dark out there. It's always been dark out there. And it's going to get darker. The closer to the end we get, the darker it's going to get. And darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Amen. And dear children, Israel's time will come again. Israel's day will dawn again. In the midst of great tribulations, Israel's day shall come again. In the midst of terrible trials, Israel's time shall come again. And just because it's dark out, there will be no excuse for 144,000 will pray through. 144,000, not 120 as at first, but 144,000 will get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And through them God shall visit this world and give them one last chance in the time of great tribulation. Yes, it's dark, but it's going to get darker. Amen. Just because it's dark is one more reason to arise. He said, arise and shine. The only hope tonight to banish the darkness, to vanquish the blackness out there, is for you and I to arise and shine. Amen. There's some place you'll be welcome to shine. Hallelujah. There is some place that needs your light. Hallelujah. There may be all kinds of problems out there, but somebody, sometime, somewhere will need your light. You may feel like you're so insignificant that you can't do anything, but somewhere, sometime, it's going to get so dark that even your light will banish darkness. Amen. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord hath arisen upon thee. Have you kept your date with destiny? Amen. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now here's another way we can know that it's our time. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. This is the time to win the Gentiles. It's not the Jew as a nation's time yet. However, Jews have equal right to the tree of life if they'll just seek God. Amen. Hey, you must arise to the occasion. Amen. Please don't loiter in the lobby back there. Get in here and get your seat. Amen. No loitering in the lobby. Watch that back there, Brother Parker, and get everybody out of the lobby and get them a seat. Amen. Praise God. I told you not to run in and out anymore. Amen. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord hath arisen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness of people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about thee, and see, all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far. Thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. You want to see God do something? Arise and shine. You want to see God win souls to God? Arise and shine. Amen. You want to see God do something for your loved ones? Arise and shine. Amen. There comes a time you're going to have to accept responsibility for your own self. We had Chucky in the altar Thursday night. Amen. And could I tell you tonight that mother's prayers can't help Chucky? I'll tell you tonight that daddy's prayers can't help Chucky. Let me go the limit. Not even God can help Chucky. Chucky's going to have to help himself. Amen. You can drag through life if you want to and blame everybody else. Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the serpent. Amen. But really, everybody stands on his own two feet, and you can't blame nobody. We cast the devils out of Connie Lawson twice. And the third time she was back, possessed with the devil. Amen. Should always go back to sin. Amen. And sin is what did it. Sin always opened the door for the devil to come back in. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The third time she came back wild-eyed, devil-possessed. I was pastoring a full gospel tabernacle. We was down at the altar praying with her, and she got up and broke for the door as she had before. We'd have to wrestle her back to the altar and hold her down and cast the demons out of her. You had to talk straight to the devil and cast the devil out of her. Amen. And the Lord stopped me and said, let her alone. Amen. She's going to have to learn her lesson. And when she learns her lesson, she'll kick the devil out of her life and live for God. Nebuchadnezzar had to learn his lesson and kick the devil out of his life. The prodigal son had to learn his lesson and leave that hog pen and that swill behind, amen, and go back to Father's house. Father couldn't help him. Nobody could help him. Amen. The only one that could help him was him. God made you in His image, and He gave you a free moral agency. And God Himself will not overrule that, and the preacher can't help you except tell you the glad news. He can point you to the door, but you got to get up and walk through it. He can't throw you through it. Amen. He can point you to the cross. Amen. But He can't hog tie and drag you to the cross and make you love it. Amen. If you got into trials, tests, and tribulation, you'd blame the preacher and blame God. Hey, even God can't help some folks. They're going to help themselves. They're going to have to exercise their godhood, because God made you like Himself. God made you in His own image. Amen. The Bible said that He has made Him a little lower than the angels. In your margin it says, but little lower than God. Amen. He made Him you in His own image. What a man Adam was. What an opportunity he had. Hallelujah. What a door is open to us, Adam's race, Adam's children. What an opportunity we have. Amen. To go to God and to serve God and to live for God. Ain't no use to blame your mama. Ain't no use to blame the church. Well, we don't have the same folks we used to have in church. We don't have the same people. It's just not like it used to be. No, and 10, 15 years from now, it won't be like it used to be neither. Because things are a-changing. Hey, let's make it change for the better. Let's keep our date with destiny. Let's rise and shine. For our light has come, and the glory of the Lord hath arisen upon us. Can you say amen? Amen. Chucky is going to have to help himself. You know when Connie got delivered? It's when she kicked the devil out of her own life. Amen. She's now going to church up at the Abundant Life Tabernacle. If she was here, she could testify to the amazing grace of God. But oh, if she'd have just kicked the devil out of her life when she was young, before her life was wrecked. But God took the broken pieces and put them back together again. Hey, you might have wrecked yours in your youth, but if you'll bring it to God, just drag the pieces up to the cross and say, God, I failed. Lord, I made a mess out of it. Jesus, you cover me with the blood and take over. Hallelujah. And here's all the pieces. And he'll take the broken pieces and put them back together again. And all of a sudden, you'll feel a warm feeling on the inside. And glory to God, you'll light up like a light bulb. You say, that's right, Brother Collins. My light has come. And the glory of the Lord hath arisen upon me. Hallelujah. Yes, me. Say it with me. Me. Oh, the Bible says thee. But you're always looking out that way when you say thee. Amen. Hey, me. 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 Hallelujah. The one that has these two hands. The one that has these two feet. Amen. My light has come. This is my day. Hallelujah. I'm 65 years old and haven't even slowed down. If anything, I'm going more and driving further and going harder and doing more. Amen. Why? There's no place to stop. Oh, why don't you stop? Why don't you slow down? Amen. Somebody needs your light. Somebody needs what you've got to offer. Somebody needs you to shine. Somebody needs you to do your best for God. Somebody needs you to put your best foot forward for God. Amen. Hey, I feel like I'm coming, run of the mill. I don't feel like I'm anything special. That light bulb may not feel too special either till somebody turns the switch on. Hallelujah. Hey, but when it comes 7 o'clock at night, we expect somebody to turn on the switch, don't we? Amen. Hey, well, that light bulb's dead, and when it goes out, as oftentimes it does, it usually shines real bright for a split second. Amen. And then it's gone. What do you do? Amen. You get up there and replace the light bulb. Hallelujah. Amen. It comes my time to go out. I want to shine just a little bit brighter the last mile of the way. Amen. And when I climb up there, praise God, and get replaced, I want to be shining on the other side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. Thy sons shall come from far. Thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Thou shalt see and flow together. Thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of Gentiles shall come unto thee. Amen. Humble dirt farmer by the name of Billy Rodifer. Amen. 23 years ago, he decided that we ought to have a cassette ministry. And so he started copying on a one-on-one, one tape recorder to another, the messages of L.L. Collins. Amen. After a while, he got him a copier that would copy two at a time. He was stepping up in the world. After a while, he got him a bigger copy that would copy three at a time. Amen. After a while, he was working night and day, amen, with one that would make five copies and sending as high as 90,000 tapes into all the world. Amen. All I had to do is preach, just like I always had. All I had to do was pray for the Lord to fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and nudge me when I'd said enough. Amen. All I had to do was preach. And the old dirt farmer, when the CB radio came along, we gave him a handle, the tapeworm. Amen. Hallelujah. He shakes with his palsied condition. Amen. From that rare disease that gets a hold of some people and works on their brain. Amen. Parkinson's disease. Amen. But the Lord keeps him alive. Hallelujah. Keeps him going. Amen. And he'll shake out more tapes than you can shake a stick at. Amen. And the sun never sets on the ministry of the Pentecostal highway of holiness. And some of these days the old earth farmer is going to get up to heaven, praise God, and he's going to see all the sons and daughters, the churches he helped start, because he kept sending them tapes. Hey, there's no job too humble. Nobody hardly ever sees him. He's too busy sending the gospel out. Amen. Hallelujah. There's plenty to do for God. Plenty to do for Christ. If you care. This is our day. This is our hour. This is our moment. You see, amen, I worked in the limelight behind the pulpit, and I've worked when there wasn't no limelight. Amen, cleaning up the campground after youth camp. Sweeping out the dorms. Amen, cleaning the restrooms. Amen, and doing the work, the menial tasks that nobody else would do. Us preachers did. You know who built most of the campgrounds? Amen. Across this country, I mean, put them up, put the roof on, put in the air conditioning. Amen. You know where I'm going? The preachers did. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, they're the ones that's so rich, you know, that's getting rich off of the people, and people can't hardly stand it if somebody puts an offering in their hands. Hey, amen. Don't hold back on the man of God. This is our time. This is our day. And every once in a while, he may need just a little bit of encouragement. Amen. The preacher's wife, her day has come. She shines in the music many times. Amen. And I told those young preachers down in Richlands, Virginia, praise God, 30, 35 years ago, we ordained a bunch of them. Mike Roberts is in the bunch. Amen. And some that's already backslid was in the bunch. And I told them, among other things, be careful who you marry. Because who you marry can make or break your ministry. Amen. I was a church coming open, and I recommended a certain preacher, and the pastor said no. Said, we don't want her mouth down here. Amen. If a preacher's wife is mouthy, amen, and she is a part of the problem instead of the solution, she can ruin his ministry. And after a while, amen, people say, he's a good preacher. He's a wonderful preacher. He's a man of God. I really like him. Amen. But it's his wife. Hey, are you listening to me, preachers? Amen. You've already got your shame, so I'm not talking to you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking to the ones that's still got to make that choice. Amen. That's still got to make the big leap. Be careful who you marry. Praise God. I mean, you need to get somebody that can help you in the ministry. But that's not always God's will, to have somebody that can sing like a mockingbird and play every kind of music in the country. Amen. The young preacher, the old story fits right here. The young preacher was in love with two girls. One was beautiful and the other was kind of ugly. The one that was kind of ugly could sing and play. And the one who was beautiful couldn't sing nor play neither. He counseled with an older preacher. And the older preacher said, son, you need to help somebody. You need to marry somebody that can help you in your ministry. And so he married the one that was kind of homely, but could sing and play. And every morning across the breakfast table, she looked uglier than the day before. And finally, one morning in exasperation, he said, sing, hun, sing. Amen. Thank you for laughing at an old joke. Amen. But it fit right here. You need to be careful who you marry. Amen. Glory to God. You need somebody Amen. It can pour in the oil after you split the hide and rubbed in the salt. You need somebody that can be a mother to the church when you've just tucked a razor strap to the kids and whipped them all. Amen. You need somebody that can speak words of comfort and solace to them. We need not only a father spirit to, amen, it furnishes the authority and makes a commandment and demands them to toe the line so that mama can say, if you kids don't behave, I'll tell your daddy when he comes home. She could do it, but it wouldn't be near as authoritative as daddy when he comes home. Daddy don't have to whip very often because he carries authority with it. Daddy don't have to bust hides very often because he carries authority with it. Amen. My dad didn't have to whip me very much. It just took a few because he did a thorough job. Mama, she had to spat with us all the time. Amen. Hey, praise God. You need to be careful who you marry. Amen. If you're already a preacher's wife, you need to learn when to talk and when to keep your mouth shut. Amen. A preacher used to pastor right here in Hamilton, Ohio. Amen. Somebody told me that his wife was the worst gossip in the country. Amen. If you ride the gossip telephone, you're going to hurt your husband's ministry. You're going to kill his chances to help somebody. Amen. You need a wife that's blind in both eyes and deaf in both ears to the faults of the church and can see nothing but good and reach down a way down low and exalt the good and bring the good out in the congregation. The pastor may see 1,000 things wrong like I do tonight. Amen. And want to lash out at every one of them and can't. Amen. Praise God. Because it might be misunderstood. But you need a woman. Amen. That can furnish the oil. You need that mother spirit in your ministry. Brother Setzer testified one time at Middletown when I was pastoring up there. He thanked God for Brother Collins, and he also thanked the Lord for Sister Collins to give us somebody to talk to. Because when I leave the pulpit and the shaking hands area back at the church, I suddenly run out of conversation. Joey told about the time that he and I went to Xenia and was riding back in my Lincoln, and he was talking a blue streak, and I wasn't saying a word and wasn't acting like I heard him. And finally he just stopped and yelled atop his voice and said, "You get ready to answer me, I'll talk to you, not before." Amen. Because he had asked me a question and I'd answer him the next day. Amen. Hey, even a fool is considered wise if he keeps his mouth shut. Hallelujah. It's better to talk too little than to talk too much.
I'm talking about keeping your date with destiny. Amen. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, prosperity. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah shall, all they from Sheba shall come and shall bring gold and incense, and they shall flow forth, amen, for the praises of the Lord.
You'll not always be down. And you'll not always be broke. I've been broke. I've been so broke that I didn't have 3 cents to mail a letter in Dale, Illinois. Amen. I've been that broke.
I was so broke after we moved to Barreville, Kentucky. There was a sale in Corbin. Sport coats for $5.
And I didn't even have the $5. No credit card, no checking account, nothing in it if I'd have had one. Not even $5. I had just moved. We had to buy everything that you have to buy when you move. You know, when you move, you got to have 1,000 things that cost money. Curtain rods, curtain hangers, shades, stupid stuff that cost money. Amen. And I spent all my money moving and stupid stuff and sport coats, and I needed clothes. Hey, I don't need no clothes tonight. You'll not always need clothes. I've been broke, but I ain't broke tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. There'll come a time that you'll own and you won't have to borrow. There'll come a time that the Lord will see you out of the hole you're in. Had a vision in Alto Pass, Illinois, that I was going down this steep hill, and the bottom wasn't in sight. But after a while, I bottomed out and started climbing up in the darkness on the other side. In a few days, I was visiting a family. Amen. In a college town in southern Illinois, parked my 59 Buick in front of the hospital and jumped out and run in. I thought I got it in park, but I didn't. It nudged into the car in front of it, I assume. And when the car in front of it pulled out, my Buick ran away and run into the side of another Buick parked in front of a Dairy Queen. Amen. In Carbondale, Illinois. And I had just let my insurance lapse because my Sunday offering had dropped to $16. And I didn't think I could pay it. Amen. And I bottomed out. Amen. All we could do was pray. I was in trouble in Illinois. Some states, if you have an accident without liability insurance, you are in trouble. Ever thereafter, for unforeseen time, you got to buy high-risk insurance. They've got you going and coming. Amen. And that's where I was. I had to fix that man's car. I didn't have any money. And the first estimate was $150, which was a king's ransom at Alto Pass, Illinois. Amen. Brother Cook's church in Granite City, my wife's home church, got wind of it. They all came down, and Brother Cook came with them. They had a special service, and they gave me a special offering, $250, enough to fix that man's car. Amen. And he said, promise me that you'll never let your liability insurance lapse anymore. And so ever thereafter, I've kept it going, Denver. Amen. Hallelujah. But I was still in trouble. But it didn't matter anyway. I was well on the way to Barberville, Kentucky. I didn't even answer the letters back. Amen. That the State Patrol and the Bureau of Motor Vehicles sent me, and that the insurance people sent me. Amen. We loaded our stuff in, voted in as pastor at Barberville, Kentucky. Amen. It was bye-bye, Illinois. Amen. And hello, Kentucky. Amen. As we crossed over the Somerset Mountains as the sun came up in the morning, I kept my date with destiny, Dale Townsend. I woke my wife up sleeping. Amen. Pulling a U-Haul trailer with my 61 Ford. Amen. I said, there it is, wife. Spirit of gladness swept over my soul. Amen. I was there. Amen. I came in just in time for camp meeting at Barberville to hear Sue Cox, now Sue Cole, preach on death. And I saw there a young man shouting with the rest of them that pastored in Ohio. His name was Johnny Carter. And I never dreamed the longest day I lived that I would ever pastor in any place in Ohio much less Hamilton. But dear ones, in closing, I have kept my date with destiny. And having settled in your backyard, and it's my front yard, the biggest front yard in the country, amen, with a light between Middletown and Hamilton shining right here on Route 4. Hallelujah. I have kept my date with destiny, and the sun never sets on the ministry of the Highway of Holiness. We're preaching at midday in somebody's tape recorder yonder in the Philippines. We're preaching, praise God, yonder in some foreign country in Europe, Africa. Amen. By the thousands we're preaching. Amen. All over Africa. It's probably early morning there. Hallelujah. And the sun does not set on the ministry of the Highway of Holiness and L.L. Collins and the preachers that preach here. I have kept my date with destiny, and our sons and our daughters are coming from far. The reports keep pouring in. We didn't even have a Holiness church. A few of us gathered around and played tapes, but now they've got a Holiness church. And some of them even named it the Highway of Holiness. And we have kept our date with destiny. Don't ever look back. Look up. Don't ever think about quitting. Go on. If you get to the bottom, rejoice. There's no direction but up when you're at the bottom. I've been there. Amen. When you get way down there, look up. Every direction you look is up. Hallelujah. Be like old Leland Martin. He was tougher than I was, bigger than I was, but I was faster than he was. And I threw him in a wrestling match and had him down, had a scissor lock on his neck. Leland chewed tobacco. And he was breathing his tobacco breath in my face. And his veins popped out real big and he began to quiver. And he turned real red in the face and he said, I'm a coming out of here if it killed me. And he did. And if you're determined, praise God, you'll come out of there. The devil may have you down and have a scissor lock on you. Amen. But tell the devil, I'm coming out of here. It killed me. And you will. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Stand with me as they sing. We invite you to an altar of total commitment to the will of God for your life. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Keep your date.
Little is much
with destiny
when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go.